We listen to the words of that song and think about the worthiness of God. He's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be served. He's worthy to give our lives to wholly and completely. Desire and interest in your prayers this morning and your attention. Like to start by reading two passages of Scripture. The first, maybe we'll read the first in Mark, the 16th chapter. Mark 16 and 15, and then maybe we'll read 19 and 20 with it. This passage that we're getting ready to read, we've been thinking of the crucifixion, and then we read about His death and His resurrection from the grave. And this passage is after His resurrection, and it's some of the very last words that Jesus Christ felt so needful to convey to His disciples before He ascended. So this is right directly before Jesus Christ ascended. And He said in the 15th verse, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." And in the 20th verse, or the 19th verse, it said, "So then after the Lord had spoken unto them, He was received up in heaven and sat on the right hand of God, and they went forth, those that He had spoken to, those that He had exhorted to go into all the world and preach the gospel. It said they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following." Amen. Now let's read John 4 and 34. John 4 and 34, Jesus said unto them, "My meat is to do the will of Him that sent me, and to finish His work. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest? Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look unto the fields, for they are white already to harvest. And he that reapeth receiveth wages, and gathereth fruit unto life eternal, that both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together." I believe it was two Sundays ago we preached a message where Pilate asked Jesus, he said, "Art thou a king? Are you the king of the Jews?" And Jesus' response to him was, "Thou sayest." And we reflected a little bit about how that response applies to us this morning. We too are saying by the conduct of our lives whether or not we believe that Jesus is King. And then the Sunday after that, we were inspired with, as we all are probably each Easter, inspired with the fact that following Pilate's sentence, sentencing Jesus to death by the cross, that Jesus went to the grave and that great tombstone was put in front of that place of burial, but it wasn't able to keep Jesus in. And Jesus rose triumphant from the grave. And with that resurrection, Jesus Christ bought the opportunity for me and for you to also have a resurrection of life. This morning I ask you, are you alive? Are you spiritually alive this morning? Do you have life in you for Jesus? Then last Sunday night, the question was posed, do we in fact believe, given that Jesus is alive and that He is real, do we do we believe? Folks, part of being a dependable disciple, part of being a dependable disciple of the Lord is being a dependable representative of Jesus Christ. And this morning, the essence of this message is this, that we have been called to be ambassadors. You've been called to be a representative of Jesus Christ. That calling comes with responsibility. And we read a couple of verses here about the Lord looking upon the fields and saying they're white, they're ready for harvest. And before Jesus went to his Father and ascended, he exhorted his disciples to go into all the world and to preach the gospel. And that's the message this morning, is that we too would feel a responsibility to go forth into the fields around us. This was not just to the disciples back in that time, but it is to us today. Go forth into the fields. I feel strongly about this today, and I trust that the Spirit of the Lord will impress upon your hearts a similar burden, because there are many people that are hurting, that need help, and the Lord has given us a responsibility. And I wonder this morning how we are doing with this responsibility to go forth into the fields. If we were to ask Jesus this morning, Lord, and he was here in our midst, maybe the Lord was sitting right here at this pew, he would have our attention, wouldn't he? As men and women, and as human vessels of the Lord, sometimes it's difficult for us to hold people's attention. But I suspect that if Jesus Christ was sitting here this morning, he would have your attention, would he not? I believe the Lord is here today, and he wants your attention. And if we were to ask him, Lord, what is one of the prime responsibilities that you want us to fill? What is it that you want of me? Lord, we are the Loranger, Louisiana congregation. The Lord has put us here in this place at this time. Lord, we're here. We've assembled. Jesus, what is it that you would have us to do? I believe that the Scriptures have pretty plainly helped us understand in large part what it is that he wants us to do. The Lord wants us to go forth into the world and take the gospel. Jesus would have me, and he would have you fill a responsibility to go into the fields, because they're ripe. There's a harvest. that needs to be attended to. And Jesus said in the 5th chapter of Matthew, "You're the light of the world. If you have me in you, and you've accepted my spirit, you're the light of the world. Be a light in the world for me." He said, "Let your light so shine." Whose light? Folks, whose light? Just the preacher? Other people? Well, just the people that God gave a special ability to be a light. No. The Lord, He is exhorting all of us this morning. You, let your light so shine before men that they may see me in you, that they may see your good works, but see it in a way that glorifies the Father which is in heaven. Let your light shine. When? When does He want us to let our light shine? Now, today. Today is the accepted time. Time is speeding on. The Lord is going to come back. If not the end of the world for individuals, it's happening every day. And the Lord is, He's sitting here today and He's trying to tell us, be a dependable disciple of mine. Who's willing to follow me? Who's willing to go? Who's willing to believe that I am king? Do you believe that I'm king? And we would tell the Lord, "Yes, Lord, we believe you're king." Do we believe that He is a king not only worthy for me personally to serve, but He is a king that is worthy for the whole world to know about that they might serve too? We would say, "Well, yes, of course." What are we doing about it? Do we feel a responsibility? Do we feel a sense of urgency? Do we feel the burden that the Lord wants us to feel as individuals? To go out into the fields and take the gospel, take hope. We live in a world where people are without hope. The world's not giving it to them. The world gives them things. They promise so much and deliver so little. And so much disappointment. Not abundant life, not eternal life. Jesus is the only one that has eternal life. And He wants so much more from us than for us just to be personally justified. Yes, He wants that. He wants me to be saved personally. He wants me to be able to have a hope of heaven. But then He has something more for me to do. He has something more for you to do. He wants us then to be a light in the world. We have a responsibility this morning. As a congregation here in Laranja, this is personal, and it's for me too. We have a personal responsibility that goes beyond ourselves. We have a responsibility this morning that goes beyond these four walls. Our spiritual life, the responsibility that the Lord would have us assume, goes beyond being here at prayer meeting on Wednesday nights and encouraging one another and coming on Sunday and being here in service. He wants us to take the food that He gives us. He wants us to take those things that He nourishes us with. And He wants us to go out into the fields to help, by the grace of God, feed those that are without. That's his plan. He wasn't just speaking to the 12, to the disciples that were just with him. These words were preserved and they were written in the scripture for our edification and benefit, that we would be spoken to by the Spirit of God, that his Spirit would live within us, and that he could begin to speak to us and feed us, that we might then also be willing to get up and go outside of the confines of these four walls and take the manna from heaven that he gives in song and in prayer and in preaching and in the encouragement that we receive from one another, and take it to the world, take it to people that don't have it, that have eternity stretching out ahead of them. And if they don't have Jesus Christ, when they die, I don't want to be in the place where I bear some responsibility of a soul being lost that the Lord put in my path and gave me a responsibility. We say, well, the Lord doesn't need me. Peoples aren't going to spend their time in eternity because of me. Well, I don't want to stand before the Lord, and I don't want to stand before the Lord, and yes, this is personal for me too. I am burdened for myself in this area. I don't want to stand before God and have somebody else standing right beside me that I lived with, worked with, lived beside, and have them say, you knew about this? You knew about all these things, and you saw me all the time, and you never said anything, you were never willing to live in a way or let your light shine in a way that maybe I could get a ray of Jesus through your life, that I could get a hold of something. I don't want to be in that place. And above and that, I want to be a dependable servant of the Lord. And when the Lord gives a call that says, whom shall I send and who will go for me? I want to be able to say, Lord, I'm unworthy. I don't have the talent to be able to do you justice, Lord, but here am I. I'll go. Lord, send me. Lord, by your Spirit and by your help, Lord, I'll go. And what would it be like if all of us that are here today would feel that responsibility and feel the leading of the Lord, and all of us raised our hand and said, Lord, we'll go, and mean it. We read where Jesus told the disciples, go into all the world and preach the gospel, and then it said he ascended, and then it said they went forth. They acted. They didn't just withdraw and sit and were content with just what they themselves were able to get a hold of, but it said they went forth into all the world and they took the gospel. It's normal to wait patiently after planting. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, then cometh harvest. But when it comes to the implementation of the plan of God, when it comes to doing the Lord's work, when it comes to being our time and our place in this world, which is now, which is us, a lot of people have gone before us. There are going to be some people, if the Lord spares time, that come after us and will be gone. But today, we're here. We're alive. We're here. This is our time. This is our window of opportunity, and it's passing quickly. When it comes to spiritual matters, and when it comes to being a light to the world, the Lord doesn't want us to sit back and say, well, there's time. There's 4 months yet. So often it seems like there's always a more convenient season later, right? Especially when it involves us getting outside of our comfort zone. Being a light where maybe it feels like there is no light, and then it brings some focus to us. And it always seems like will be another time. There'll be tomorrow. There'll be next week. There'll be, well, when the Lord helps me get to a better place, then maybe I'll be able to grow into that. And yes, there's a place for that. God is not calling everybody to do the same thing at the same time. And there is a season for us. But the season for us to fill the place that God is calling you to fill individually, to be a light to the world, and to go forth and to have a heart of, Lord, I'm willing to do something to help somebody that goes beyond myself. That time is now. Even though it seems like there's always a more convenient season, it's always easy to then delay and defer. He that regardeth the wind won't sow. Oh, it's windy today. I think maybe I better wait till tomorrow, because otherwise it's just going to blow my seed away. Well, it looks like there's clouds in the sky. It looks like maybe it's going to rain. Maybe I better not go out and do any reaping today. There's always a reason. Proverbs says, well, there's a lion in the street. Better not go outside today because I'll get eaten up. There's a lion down there. Well, most of the time there's not a lion in the street. And so the writer of Ecclesiastes went on and said, listen, this is the reality, that a lot of times it always seems like there's a more convenient season. But here is the exhortation. In the morning sow thy seed. In the evening withhold not thy hand. You don't know what's going to prosper, whether you sowed in the morning, what you sowed in the evening, what you sowed in the afternoon. Maybe neither one of them. Maybe one of them. Maybe both of them will be alike good. So it said, our responsibility is to sow today, now, in the present. May God help us see people as souls that have eternity stretched out ahead of them, and feel a responsibility. Lord, what is it that you would have me to do? It may be that you are just the one to have just the right word in season that somebody else needs. Sometimes we turn it into something so much more than it is. And folks, I want to say this. Yes, there are times the Lord calls people to the mission fields long ways away. I'm not talking about overseas this morning. I'm not talking about getting on an airplane. I'm talking about right where we live. I'm talking about the neighbors of our congregation. Do they know us? I'm talking about who you work with at work, that you see every day. Your neighbors in your neighborhood. People that you go to school with. There is a ripe mission field around us that we have a responsibility for. The Lord wants to see growth. I know there's emphasis sometimes in churches where the emphasis is almost to try to fill the church. Let's try. Well, it would be wonderful if everybody here purposed in their heart. If everyone here could just by the end of the year bring one person to church, we would have a hard time holding everybody here this morning. Just one. That's all. Just one. And sometimes we can focus on that. And I think we should focus on getting people where they can come hear the truth. But it's more than just getting people within the four walls here. It's showing them Jesus every day. There's a song of the blind lady who couldn't see, had her apple cart. You heard that song? And a man was in a hurry, so much in a hurry. And he was running by. He had to get to, I think he was trying to get to a plane, trying to catch a flight. And he hit her apple cart, knocked her apples all over the ground. She was blind, couldn't see. No, he didn't want to miss his flight. He had so many important things that needed to be done. People were waiting on him. He had to get there. The clock was ticking. It just so many reasons. He looked back and he saw the apples everywhere. He's just part of him just wanted to keep going, just like we do every single day. We have an agenda. We have things that we got to go and do and get it done. And this needs to be done. This is where I'm headed. And he looked back there and finally said, I've got to stop. And he turned around and he went back. And he helped her, took her by the arm, let her know he was there, and began to pick all of her apples up. Helped him get all arranged on the cart. Kind to her. And finally, not being able to see, she said, "Sir, are you Jesus?" Sometimes we're the only Jesus people see. The Lord wants to be in our hearts so that people can see Him live through us. That was His design. I'm not Jesus. You're not Jesus. But He did say, "Let me shine through you. You be willing to set your agenda to the side. Look up. Look up under the field." Say, "Well, look up from what?" Look up from your own agenda. Look up from the cares of life. Look up from the intoxication of self-interest. Look up from spiritual lethargy. Look up from your own perceived weakness that we can all point to and say, "Well, it's not me, it's somebody else. The Lord didn't give me that talent." The Lord gave every single one of us a life and a heart that He can come live in and shine through us. There is not a person that is willing that would then cover up the light of Jesus Christ because somehow they're not good enough. If you are a willing vessel, the Lord can shine through your life and have an impact on other people that are around us. May God help us lift up our eyes unto the fields of opportunity and see a broader picture than our own agenda and the flights that we have to take, the responsibilities that the Lord's not saying not to be good stewards of living life, but He is saying, don't miss out on the bigger picture. Look up. Get a vision that life is more than just about the job that you go to every day. All that stuff is going to pass away. And I want to get a hold of that for myself. God gave us a talent of knowledge of truth. All of us that are here today, we have and have been given a talent, if you will. In other words, the Lord gave talents. Remember, to His servants, He gave some this much. He gave one 5, one 2, another one 1. And he said, go use them. Well, one of the talents that He's given us that are here today is we have some knowledge of the truth that maybe other people don't have. And He wants us then to take those talents and go use them and not bury them. Are we using our talents and redeeming the time? Lest the Lord come back and He say, what did you do with the knowledge of truth that you had? And we have to say, well, Lord, I seem like the guy with five was so much better at it than I was. And even the guy with two, they could do it so much better. And so I buried mine. I don't want to bury the talent that all of us have been given of truth. Are our eyes lifted up today to look, to understand what the Word of God wants to do through us? Are we looking up? Are we being faithful, or are we saying, there's still time. There's yet 4 months. I'll get there maybe another time. And I'll speak plainly this morning. I believe too much in the Christian world today that we are way too inwardly focused on our own agenda and what satisfies me than we are focused on going out into the fields to do the work of the Lord. I remember years ago when the Lord was dealing with my heart, and I saw a picture of the fields that were white and ready to harvest. And it had a picture of Jesus on His knees in the field with His hands lifted up to His Father. And He was the only one in the field. There was no one else in the field. And they spanned white, ready to harvest. And Jesus said, Father, the fields are white and ready to harvest, but where are the laborers? Father, where are the laborers? Are you willing? Are you willing to be a laborer here in LaRonger? Not say, well, the Lord's called other people to mission fields somewhere else. No, this morning, are you willing to go out into the fields in LaRonger, in Hammond, Covington, and Folsom, Kentwood, where you live, where your neighbors are, where you go to school, where you go to work? They see every day, they have an opportunity to see Jesus. Are you willing to be a light? Are you willing to pray and ask the Lord, Lord, would you put somebody in my way today that I might be able to witness for you? Lord, give me wisdom. Lord, help me to know how to do it. Lord, would your Spirit work in me? Do we pray that prayer? Or are we so taken with the plane that we have to catch? The things that we have to do, the responsibilities of life, that the Lord's not saying just neglect them all. It's not what He's saying. But He's saying lift up your eyes and get a perspective on what it is that's important. And I want to say this morning how thankful I am. The difference that it has made in my life. The laborers that have gone before me, that have had such a profound effect on my eternal soul. My parents, they were faithful. Not in home anymore, don't live at home. But the time that they had me, they were faithful. Teachers, other ministers, interested parties. Maybe they weren't at the forefront. Maybe they weren't the ones that stood in the front that everybody saw, but maybe they were an interested party in somebody. And it makes an eternal difference. Parents this morning with children, you have a mission field right at home. And God is saying, don't be weary in well-doing. Reach those little hearts. Don't neglect to teach them the truth. Don't neglect to teach them those Bible stories. Love them. Show them Jesus. Make a difference to them. Eternity's ahead of them. The Lord's called you to a mission field right in your own home when you have little children at home. Those of you that go out into the workplace, got a mission field. Middle-aged people that are here today, my age, I'm still middle-aged. It's our time. It's our time to be willing to lead in a way that other people can follow. It's our time. Did you catch what I said? It's our time to lead in a way that other people can follow our example. When we're younger spiritually, it's our time to learn how to follow and follow an example and take a lead. But there comes a time where it's time to be counted. It's time now to move to the next stage and be willing. And the older ones that are here today, this is a tough life for us to live in right now. It's a tough place to rear children. We need your stability. We need your unmoving commitment to being a Christian all the way to the end. We need your words of encouragement. They mean something. And to us all, may God help us open our ears and hear His still small voice for that special work that He has for you. Maybe a person, maybe one person. And that we would be willing to say, yes, Lord, I don't know how I'm going to do it, but I'll go. May God help us have our ears open that when the Lord says, that person right there, their apple cart has been disrupted, and today you are their Jesus. Go show them who Jesus is. That I wouldn't be so taken with mine own agenda that I rush by and miss the very opportunity to show Jesus to somebody that is in so much need. And while our ears are open to hearing the Lord direct us in those special individual places, don't let the enemy say, well, He hasn't told you what to do. What are you supposed to do? You're lost and just like a ship without a sail. You don't know what your place is. Yes, you have an important place. While you listen for the voice of God, continue to do what you know to do is right. People are watching. Whether you realize it or not, they're watching. Be faithful to continue to get up in the morning, to conduct yourself like a Christian. Maybe you feel like you're not reaching anybody. Leave that to the Lord. Sow your seed by continuing to do what you know to do is right. And along the way, the Lord will whisper to your heart and say, do this. Go smile at this person. Show some interest over here. I want to be faithful, don't you? David said, is there not a cause? In the face of a giant that was bigger than he was, and yes, being a light for Jesus is bigger than we are, but is there not a cause? People's souls, eternity, is there not a cause? I say this morning in the fear of God, yes, there is a cause. And our message today is, go forth into the fields and be faithful. There's a song that says, my blessed Lord, I will be thine. When? When? Now. Today. In conclusion, we read where it said, my meat is to do the will of Him that sent me and to finish His work. And part of that work of Jesus was to find willing disciples that would be willing to accept His Holy Spirit, that they could then go out and be a light to a world that is looking for hope, looking for dependable disciples and servants that He can count on. Sometimes it will be with our words, not always, but sometimes, probably more often than we're comfortable with. He does want us to use words. Sometimes it is just living a life that is consistent. But it's always being willing to go where Jesus Christ bids us go. May our prayer this morning be, Lord, here am I. Send me. Pray for me. I want to be a dependable servant of the Lord. Amen.